Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, that lion boy's on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's back in town.
On the Fan, McMonagle here with you on this Thursday morning. Me and Fleegs riding with you for the next 3 hours as we take you to 5 o'clock and the warm-up show. 888-808-1019, that's the number to call. And welcome to another day where the Knicks continue to embarrass us. We continue to get more and more stories. And that's right, I'm embarrassed. I don't care what Evan Roberts has to say. I don't know if you listened to the afternoon show today, calling me out, calling the rest of us out, because he wants to call this a plan. How is this a plan? As we have to watch the Indiana Pacers, who the Knicks were supposed to beat on such a level that we had to turn and fire our coach, as they're now up 2-1 over the Oklahoma City Thunder with a 116-107 Game 3 performance. And now Dagnall, the head coach of the Oklahoma City Thunder, is 2 losses away from proving he has a ceiling. 2 losses away from proving he can't get his team over the hump. 2 losses away from, does Oklahoma City need to make a change? I doubt anyone will say that, but we know we had to say it with the Knicks after they lost to the Indiana Pacers, who are now again up 2-1 in the NBA Finals. And I told you yesterday, and it feels like every day there's another story, another report, another thing that bothers me. And, you know, we'll play some sound from Charles Barkley as he's laughing at the New York Knicks. Shams is laughing at the New York Knicks. But a lot of the fan base and some people want to tell me, hey, 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 what are we getting all excited for? It's a coaching search. When you search for a coach, this is what you do. I got Duncan, who likes to dominate me at 2 o'clock in the morning, a caller, likes to tell me that, hey, well, this is, let them cook. Let them figure out what's going on. This is the plan. I'm listening to Evan today tell me that this is a plan. How is this a plan? Let me ask you a simple question. If firing your coach after he took you further than any coach has taken you in 25 years, has brought stability, and you have won more games with him, back-to-back 50-win seasons, getting to the Eastern Conference Finals, the whole bit. We know we've said it a lot. If you're going to fire him and then pivot to just, we'll talk to everybody, and you're going to tell me that's a plan? If I'll just talk to everybody is a plan, when in the history of the world has anybody not had a plan? Explain to me what not having a plan looks like. If you can turn this into, well, it's a plan, what do you mean they don't have a plan? Sure they have a plan. They're just going to ask every team in the NBA if their coach is available. That's a plan. They have a level of tiers of players, of coaches that we think is good. So, you know, they go through and add 2 more names to the list since the last time we spoke. It's been official now that the Dallas Mavericks have turned them down, but we kind of had heard that already. But the Dallas Mavericks turned them down, add Quinn Snyder, the head coach of the Atlanta Hawks, as Atlanta turned them down. The Chicago Bulls have turned them down for Billy Donovan. That makes 5. 5 coaches, a sixth of the NBA, they have now asked for permission to speak to their head coach. That's a plan. Casting as wide a net as humanly possible. That's a plan? Well, then I ask you, what would not having a plan look like? Just not doing, like, not trying to hire a coach? What else is not a plan? Like, I'm very puzzled by the idea. Then you could call anything a plan. You could literally call anything a plan if you are going to call this a plan. This is not a plan. This is reaction to having no plan. This is what you do when you have no plan. Five? And I hear, well, this is what you do. The Jets did this. Coaching searches did this. One, this is completely different, and I know it's a unique situation. This is not a franchise that has failed like the New York Jets. This is not a failure like Robert Saleh. This is not a failure like Joe Judge. This is not a franchise desperate for leadership that has to cast a wide search to see who would want to come and join the lousy organization that continues to lose and is coming off a miserable season with either no quarterback or no talent or whatever the situation is. That's not this. Those coaching searches should not be considered the same. This is a back-to-back 50-win team that just went to the Eastern Conference Finals, that lost to a team that is now leading in the NBA Finals. This is firing a coach that brought stability and winning unmatched in the last 25 years for the franchise. When you fire that coach, you should have a pinpoint idea. It doesn't have to be one particular guy. I get that. It doesn't have to be right into your first choice. You don't have to have a handshake agreement with a particular coach before you fire Tibbs. That's fair. But the search can't just be anybody under contract. I have to do my due diligence. Due diligence is what they're trying to cover up. In reality, it's no freaking idea what to do. And I don't know how we could see it any other way. Because there was a coaching search for the Phoenix Suns. I don't remember five asks. Five different organizations having to slam the door in your face in 2 days. That's normal. That's the business of basketball. That's what coaching searches look like. Have you ever seen this in your life? We're going to act like this is normal and this is the way you go about things and this is a perfectly good plan? My God. My God. How could we possibly say that? How can we possibly say this is what teams do? I can't tell you. Evan screaming about it. How many people hit me up on Twitter, talking to my buddy Knick fans who are, you know, if you were convinced Tibbs had to go, you don't care what the search looks like. That's what it's kind of starting to feel like to me. Other than a few exceptions, if you were good, if you felt deep in your bones, Tibbs had to go, then ultimately you don't care how the search is going. But I got to tell you, watching the NBA Finals and having Charles Barkley, and not that he is, you know, the end-all, be-all, but watching him call the Knicks, and we'll play the audio later, the stupidest franchise in the NBA, and looking like they have no plan, and Shams laughing on ESPN about the Knicks, asking for this one. Add another one to the list every day. Add another one to the list. Billy Donovan says no. Atlanta says no. This is the plan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Because when the Jets did their search, me and Fleas were talking about it, when the Jets did their search, we also heard that they were interviewing guys who were available for the position, and I'm sure that will come next, I suppose. But the idea that they are casting such a wide net with all these guys who are under contract, it's embarrassing. The PR angle of this is embarrassing. People are more focused. Like, I get the sense that a lot of Knicks fans are more embarrassed that Obi Toppin, who didn't have a role with the Knicks. Yes, he's turned out to be a better player than he was for the New York Knicks, but he didn't have a role with the Knicks. People are more embarrassed that Obi Toppin is contributing to an Indiana Pacers team than they are that we look like we have no idea where to go after firing the most significant head coach we've had in a quarter century. How is that more embarrassing? How is that more embarrassing? I'm more embarrassed at the idea that we fired a coach because we lost the series we're supposed to win, and they're up 2-1 in the NBA Finals, doing their thing, come from behind victory, winning the first game at home. But that was such a low point for this organization after beating the defending champs that the coach had to go. And the players, oh, the players revolting, they had to go. He had to go. And so it doesn't matter what it looks like. Oh, hey, look, it's a search, man. We're going to contact everyone. That's the plan. The plan is to just contact everybody. And like we joke a lot about managers or coaches or GMs. Well, anyone could do that. Anyone could do that. I could have made the adjustments Tibbs made. No, okay. But I promise you, I've never been more certain in the idea of I could do that than be the GM of a basketball team and ask everybody in the NBA if their coach is available. I could do that. I could do that. You could do that. Evan Roberts could do that. Anybody could do that. Oh, listen, I'll fire the coach and then I'll just ask the rest of the NBA if anyone's available. I can do that. I can send an email. I can make phone calls. This is where we're at. And every day, another name. And every day, it's just unbelievable. And now we got to watch this Indiana Pacers team do what they're doing against the best defensive team in the league. And knowing that the disaster that was losing to them cost this man his job, as well as other things, true, we all know. The minutes, the bench, and the reaction of his team. I get it. But two things can be true. Even if, and I don't know if I agree with it, in fact, I don't, but even if it was time to move on from Tibbs, if you are going to move on from a coach with the level of success he had, it doesn't have, when I say there has to be a plan, that doesn't mean you turn around and hire someone right away. And it doesn't mean you have one candidate, but it should be a little bit more pinpoint accurate on what you're looking for. Like, Chris Finch is a good head coach. He's done a really nice job in Minnesota. Udoka has done a, you know, Udoka was a really good coach in Boston, built that up. He's done a nice job in Houston. Quinn Snyder, okay, has done a decent job in Atlanta, and Billy Donovan with his championships in Florida, you know, been around the NBA, hasn't been overly successful. But when I look at those names, and Jason Kidd, obviously, when I look at those names, I don't see, and I know you just want to talk to them, right? I get it. But I don't see any sort of link necessarily between for what I'm looking for. This is just asking organizations to talk to their coach, and it's embarrassing, and it's public, and it makes them look foolish. And whether they have a plan or not, perception is reality. And the perception is they have no stinking plan. And there's no necessary, like, when you fire Tibbs and you determine it's because this, that, and the other, you have to go think about what kind of coach helps me with this, that, and the other. Not just like any coach. And five currently employed head coaches, five in 2 days? That's normal? That's a good idea? Casting a wide net and talking to everyone is not a plan. It's not a plan. It's just, well, what else do we do? Mike Tyson used to say, everyone's got a plan until you get punched in the face. After you get punched in the face, you'll still do something. It doesn't mean it's a plan. The Knicks are doing something. It's not a plan. And if you're going to fire Tibbs, a couple of head coaches that you target, a couple of specific identity-type coaches that you target, coaches that can work with Karl-Anthony Towns, as the other news from today was that they are out as the Suns are looking to trade Kevin Durant. The Knicks have, are out on the Kevin Durant trade. So it looks like, unless you're going to pull a miracle with Giannis, which he's out, doing radio in other countries talking about he wants to get back to the NBA Finals with the Bucks, I don't know if that's a possibility. This roster is going to be the same. Why are, at least make it look like you're targeting coaches that you think can help with this specific roster and the failings of the last head coach you fired. And not just some wide net, let's talk to everybody. Anyone can do that. And this isn't the New York Jets off miserable failed seasons where you're open to anything. And that culture is the problem and losing is the problem and the entire roster is the problem. This is a winning organization with a specific issue that you felt was holding them back. Why aren't we talking to coaches who specifically are targeted to help those specific issues instead of just, he's a good head coach and he's a good head coach and he worked and why not try him? Like, where is the specific nature of targeting what we're looking for? I don't, but it's a plan, and I'll ask you, and maybe you can answer it for me, for those of you who think it is a plan. If you believe this is a good plan from the Knicks, and that, hey, they're discussing it, they're going through their good candidates, they put, real quick, Leon Rose, they fire Tibbs, he walks out, and he's like, all right, Bill, do me a favor, write down all the current head coaches on a board, write down all the possible candidates on a board, and we're going to just start going through them all. That's not a plan. That's reacting to having no plan. Someone get the marker, right? Billy Donovan, right? Chris Finch, Jason Kidd. I want them all on the board. And we're going to break them down into tiers. You got me? Tiers, levels. Levels, Jerry. We're going to break them down into levels, and we're going to start with level one, and then we'll work down to level two and level three and level four, and eventually we'll come up with our guy. Like, if that's a plan, please call me up at 888-808-1019 and explain to me what not having a plan looks like. If that is a plan, if you're going to try and tell me that's a plan, then explain to me how anyone ever doesn't have a plan. What would not having a plan look like? Because then you're just saying there's no such thing as not having a plan. Explain to me how what the Knicks are doing is a plan, and if so, what does not having a plan look like? What would an organization looking for a head coach, how would they exhibit the idea and project the idea of not having a plan if this isn't not having a plan? What would they have to do? Go on vacation? Put names in a hat? Rock, paper, scissors? Like, what's not having a plan if this is having a plan? I'd love to know. 888-808-1019. Quick break. We'll come back. Continue to take your phone calls on the Knicks, as we've been doing for a while now. We'll get to the baseball and how the Mets continue to pitch and get excellent pitching out of their rotation to a level which is incredible, and David Peterson now is on a pretty much a calendar year-long run of being one of the best left-handed pitchers in baseball, a complete game shutout last night. I also want to talk about just how baseball has changed, and this isn't to knock the Mets in any way, but how baseball has changed and how we treat complete game shutouts. I just find amazing. It is amazing how different, like, it was almost like you threw a no-hitter last night. And that's not to knock the Mets or how they celebrated. It's worth celebrating. There's only been a handful this entire year. It's just crazy now. But that's how impressive it is. And you know who I know I put out, he's about to get hot with Juan Soto, and people are like, he's been hot. I understand that. I mean, he's about to go on a extended, long hot streak. You could feel it in Juan Soto's at the home run last night. That was the home run that we have seen 40 times with the New York Yankees last year. And the Yankees, by the way, put on their hitting shoes as well, as they have now won the first two games of the series against the Royals and all five games played against Kansas City this year. As they win another series, hopefully Jazz isn't hurt too bad, and Clark Schmidt gave them not a bad start himself. So we got the baseball, but we start with the Knicks. And explain to me how this is a plan. And if it is, what does not having a plan look like? Because I'd love to understand.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stand.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite teams here on The Fan.
All right, 226, Mick Monagle here with you on The Fan. I can't remember a time. And I guess, look, it does speak to the level of success they've had, because I haven't been this angry about the Knicks in 25 years either. But I'm pissed, man. I really am. I'm annoyed. I'm annoyed watching the Pacers. I'm annoyed with this coaching search and how many different guys they've gone through. And again, like, the wide net of finding the right different kind of coach that could come in and change a franchise. When you're losing, when the Jets are looking for a head coach, they're open to a million different possibilities. Offensive-minded head coach, defensive-minded head coach, a guy in the, you know, who's been waiting in the wings, guy who's a former head coach, like, whatever. Like, you're open to anything, have meetings, see what direction you want to take your franchise in. This Knicks team, first of all, basketball's a little bit different. You have the roster. You have your starting five. You have your core of players that they're the reason you fired the coach, right? That's what we're hearing. The exit, obviously losing this series, not playing the bench, the coach, the players' exit interviews and how they feel, you know, that they didn't want to play for Tibbs anymore. Fine. Okay, fine. I'm done yelling about firing Tibbs. But when you do that, when you fire a coach, when you're this close to an NBA Finals, you are two games away from an NBA Finals. You were good enough to beat the defending champs. When you're in that, when you're there, you just need that little bit to take the roster to the next level. It feels like there should be a specific, like, you understand the shortcomings of this last head coach, and you want to get better in the areas where they struggled. Give me a couple of guys, like, or a direction of the type of coach you're looking for. Not just whomever. Not just we want to talk to anybody and everybody. Like, it just doesn't make any sense, man. This is not the kind of way you react firing a coach with a good team, back-to-back 50-win seasons, Eastern Conference Finals, whether it's Tibbs or anybody else. You fire that coach, you have to have a better plan. And me and Fleas are talking about, he made a good point, too. When they fired Tibbs, everybody said, you don't do this without a plan. You don't do this without a plan, right? Even the people right now who are going to push back on me, like Evan and others, who want to say this is the plan or this is a plan, there is no way in hell that when Tibbs was fired and we all said there's a plan, that you would have described this as the plan. You would have never said, well, here's going to be the plan. They're going to talk to everybody. We're going to hear that they've asked six different. They're going to try to. Right, exactly. Excuse me. They didn't even talk to everybody. They're trying to and not allowed to. But the plan's going to look like they're going to ask, you know, six or seven organizations to speak to their head coach. Like, nobody would have come up with that being the plan. Nobody would have said, that's the plan. And if we told them that, and if we told everyone that before this all started, we said, that's going to be the plan. You're going to hear five different organizations slam the door in their face. They would have been like, that's not going to happen. Stop it, Chris. You're being negative. You're just pissed they fired Tibbs. That's what I would have gotten. Because this can't be the plan. There's got to be a direction to it. This is no offensive-minded head coaches, defensive-minded head coaches, whomever. That we just let's just talk to coaches and get a feel for this, if we can. And they're not allowed to. Now, a lot of reports still from guys that Jason Kidd could still be the guy, that the door hasn't closed there, that if Kidd and the report a couple days ago that he is mutually interested in the job and wants the Knick job, that he can try and make that happen, make things difficult for the Mavericks, and eventually that could become a possibility. I mean, we'll see. I would still think Jason Kidd, of all the names I've heard, would be the guy I want. We'll see if that's still possible. 888-808-1019. Let's get to your calls, though. Tommy in Bergen County. What's up, Tommy?
Hey, McMonagle. Yes, I got to talk to you, okay?
Okay.
This is the first... I'm on your side here. This is their first year. First year with Cat. And I get it. He wasn't good defensively. Say what you got to say. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the first year for Cat and Brunson to gel together. And Tibbs has been there. Tibbs has been the guy since 2020. I don't understand why they broke it up so soon, and now they're going to restart with no plan.
Yeah, I don't understand it either. I don't understand it either. I don't know why. They're and again, explain to me. And thank you for the call, Tommy. Explain to me how this is a plan, and if it is, what does not having a plan look like? Because I think we're just calling it a plan because there's actions. They're not sitting on their hands. Great. They're out there trying to talk to coaches. They've been unsuccessful with trying to get to talk to the coach, but they're trying to talk to coaches. They're not just, you know, not doing anything. They've reacted. Reaction isn't necessarily a plan. They had no plan when they fired the coach. No plan. And now the plan is we'll talk to everybody. That's not a plan. That's what everyone would do. Anyone would do that. Anyone could do that. There's no thought behind that. They're just asking willy-nilly. And again, there's no direct correlation. These aren't the same type of coaches. It's not like they do stuff. Like, they're just, here's a good coach. There's a good coach. He's been successful at times. He's won a national championship in Florida. Like, you know, we'll go talk to them. And if you don't, the other one I heard from Ian Begley, which I understand, if you don't ask, you don't know. You know, you can't get what you don't ask for. If they don't ask the Mavericks for Jason Kidd, and then you find out Kidd was available, they don't ask Houston, you know, they don't ask Minnesota if Finch is available, and then he moves somewhere else, you're going to kick yourself. Yeah, granted. But again, this is just, there's no real direction here. It's we're going to cast a very wide net over fish who've already been caught. Great. Bruce in Flushing. What's up, Bruce?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
At this point, and a quick Yankee point. Bruce on the Knicks. Are you old enough to remember the Columbo TV show?
Of course I know Columbo. What are you kidding me? I love Columbo.
Okay. You remember how Columbo would look like an idiot for most of the episode?
Of course.
Okay, and then he would get the key evidence to get the guy.
Yes.
So maybe that's what Leon Rose is doing.
Yeah.
Because I can't believe...
Leon Rose is pulling a Columbo.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't believe he's this stupid.
Excuse me, one more thing.
Maybe the reason why he's asking every single team in the NBA, practically, I want to talk to your coaches, and I know you don't want me to, because he's using this as a delaying tactic to get Jason Kidd. I don't know.
Yeah. No, look, again, and here's the other thing, Bruce, that I want to make sure I get across. While I'm screaming, while I'm yelling, while I'm extremely unhappy with the plan, or lack thereof, it doesn't mean that they can't come out with a good head coach. I want to just make that clear. I am not saying the Knicks are doomed. I'm not saying there's no way in hell they come out with a good head coach. It feels a little bit like they might have to luck into it right now because I don't have a real good feel for what the process is at the moment. But again, if they go through all of this, and I've said this a bunch, and now it's even more and more ridiculous. But to me, Johnny Bryant, the former Nick assistant, current Cavs assistant, runner-up for the Suns head coaching job. If that ends up being the hire, he might be a good head coach. He might be a very good head coach. I don't know. I can't speak to that eloquently. I don't know. I know his track record. I know what people think of him. And he might very well be the next great head coach in this league and take them to a championship for all I know. And God, may that be the case. My lips to God's ears. But in the short term, good luck to this guy who's going to be sold to this fan base and the media as, what, the fifth, sixth, seventh choice that they were willing to talk to anybody before they hired him. Had to be told no by a quarter of the league before they finally hired this guy. And he's going to come here with no experience, with a championship mandate, with a meddling owner, and a roster that got the last coach fired and doesn't play together all that well, and that's why the coach got fired. And he's got to come in here and fix all of that and get them to the NBA Finals, or it's a failure. And he's doing that under the guise of being the fifth or sixth option. That's a tough spot. I mean, that might end up being right, but again, you think you're doing him more of you think you're doing him a service, you think you're not doing him a disservice by having all of this stuff out there in the open of all these teams that you've been turned down by? It doesn't make any sense to me. It's terrible PR too. And I go, winning is more important than PR. I get it. I'm not saying it's not, but it just makes the Knicks look bad. I mean, Charles Barkley is calling them the dumbest organization in the sport at the NBA Finals when they were two games away from being there. Like, it just happened. 2 weeks ago, we were at our high point. Our high point as a fandom, and now we're being mocked openly. When the Knicks were terrible, I understood the mocking. I don't want to be mocked while they're one of the better teams in the NBA, when they're one of the final four, when they beat the NBA champs, when they were in their first Eastern Conference Finals in a quarter century. I don't want to be mocked now. Why are we putting ourselves in a position to be mocked? Phil in Sheepshead Bay. What's up, Phil?
Hey, I'm McGonagall.
What's up, buddy? How are you?
Number one, I want to make a very good comparison. I don't like politics, but here's the thing. Back in 2020 or 2016, when the guy who's in the White House now started running, he says, the insurance plan of the other party is horrible. Mm-hmm. So they say, well, what do you got? He says, well, we're working on it. Well, that's what the Knicks are doing. They're working on it, but they don't have any specific ideas in mind. And to me, I'm embarrassed because I've been a Knicks fan since their inception. I'm 80 years old, and I just can't see it. It's embarrassing for me as a Knicks fan and their organization. Where are they going with this? Now that they got a good team that together, do they have a specific guy in mind? No. They're going all over the map.
No, I totally, and Phil, thank you very much for the call, and I understand exactly what you're saying, and I agree. They just, it feels like it's, other than these, I mean, you know, Quinn Snyder's a good head coach, but like, it just feels so random on who they're, you know. It just feels so random. And they're getting, you know, obviously told no in all of these, and they're setting themselves up for a real lackluster hire. There's going to be no enthusiasm for the hire. I talked about this yesterday. Unless knocking on all these doors ends up getting you one of these premier head coaches, then, you know, I'll have to shut up. We'll all shut up. It's a home run hire. Great. Great. But, like, if they end up with, you know, Mike Brown, are we going to, like, feel really good about it? If they end up with an assistant head coach after going through all of this and just knocking on every door in hopes of talking to a successful head coach, or at least an employed one, are we going to feel good about whoever they hire? I don't understand it. I don't understand it. And I don't know how we can call it a plan. Again, please, I'd love someone, Duncan, where are you with the, you know, you were in on this yesterday. Explain to me, I really want to know this. What, unless nobody's ever not had a plan in the history of sports, if this is a plan, what does not having a plan look like? Explain to me what not having a plan looks like. If you can somehow put this and what the Knicks are doing after firing Tibbs and put that in the, of course, this is their plan. This is the, if you can put that in a plan department, if you can put that in the plan section, what does a non-plan look like? Because what you're saying is, by calling this a plan, you're saying there's no such thing as not having a plan. That as long as you do something, that's your plan. The Knicks are active. The Knicks are reacting. The Knicks aren't just sitting on their hands. I'll give them that. They're talking to, they're offering, you know, they're trying to find some of these guys. I was listening to Ian Begley with Evan Antiki, and he was like, look, they know they're going to get told no by a lot of these teams. They understand that, but they feel like they want to talk to these guys. They'd rather, you know, check and make sure that the answer is no without assuming it. They understand there's going to be bad publicity. They understand that the fans are going to react and, you know, fatsos like me are going to react and all that stuff, but perception is reality. And the perception is they are running around like a chicken with their head cut off after they got rid of their head coach, who was extremely, and this is undeniable, whatever you want to think about Tibbs, was extremely successful here. Extremely. They were two wins away from the NBA Finals against the team that now has a lead. And again, if Daigneault doesn't win this series, for all the Tom Thibodeau haters, should he be fired? He was favored in the series. They're supposed to annihilate the Indiana Pacers. Nobody even gave the Pacers a chance. He blows a big lead in game one. They're down 2-1. If he loses this series, if Tibbs got fired, don't we think Daigneault should be fired too? Maybe they should check in with Oklahoma City. That's what I would, if I were the Knicks, I would wait. And if Daigneault loses the series, he lost to an inferior team that he was supposed to beat. He blew a big lead in game one. I mean, he's got a track record of not winning championships. So clearly, Oklahoma City should fire. They have the MVP and still can't win the championship. They have the best defensive team in the sport, still can't win a championship. They won 68 games, and they can't beat the Indiana Pacers. He's got to go. He's got to go. So if I'm the Knicks, I wait, because there's a good chance if the Pacers win this series, Oklahoma City fires their head coach, because he's about to prove he has a ceiling and a hump they can't get over with him. 888-808-1019. There he is, Duncan in Newark. What's up, Duncan?
God, I'm so frustrated by the calls. What's the goody, Big Mac?
What's up, brother? How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for asking, man. How are you?
I'm good.
All right, so here's the thing.
Frustrated by our Knicks, but I'm good.
I'm frustrated by the fans. So everybody always says that New York has the smartest fans. And maybe it's because, we're proven otherwise. The Knicks have their guy. They've always had their guy. They have a plan. Calling other teams, which is conjecture. These people that are saying they're calling teams, that's not totally true. There are some teams who have been called. But 7-8 teams being called?
Five. As of right now, it's being reported that five teams have asked. And Shams doesn't get it wrong. Shams has the only one I don't think Shams has put his name on is the Billy Donovan one. Shams has reported all four of the others.
Shams is getting it wrong. And even
okay,
if he was
Duncan.
Getting it right,
okay, Duncan.
And even
I mean,
if
okay.
he was,
you're dominating Shams too. Congratulations.
Even if he was getting it right,
yeah,
this is regular stuff.
No, it's not.
It's due diligence.
It's just not.
How are you?
How often do you hear? 100%. How often do coach? This Phoenix Suns just had a coaching hire. How did we hear that they contacted five separate teams for their the Nets last year? Did they contact five current NBA head coaches and teams for their head coaching? Like, it's five, man. This is not normal. I don't care what you say. It's not normal.
They didn't report that, but. Come on, man. You're comparing the Knicks to the Suns?
You're saying it's the business of the NBA. That's what you said.
It absolutely is.
Well, then how come other NBA teams don't do it? How come this is... How come Charles Barkley is calling them the biggest joke in the NBA and have no plan? How come Shams is laughing with Pat McAfee about how many teams they're reaching out to? How come they know all this?
Are you serious?
I'm actually very serious.
So you're telling me that because Charles Barkley says something, this is true? Charles Barkley is a personality. He's not paid for his knowledge. He's paid to be the dumb guy.
NBA, man. He's not an idiot. He's not just there for his ugly golf swing. Like, the guy is...
You're not listening to me.
Okay.
He's not paid by the NBA. He's paid for his personality.
Yes.
I don't care that he played in the NBA. I did a lot of things 25 years ago. He has no connection to the NBA. He is a personality. Oh. He's paid for his personality. He's paid to be laughed at. That's what he's paid for. He has no connection to the NBA. Come on, man. You know this.
I'm not. He's reacting to reports of people who are connected to the NBA. Shams is connected. Yeah, of course. It's reacting to the news. That's it. What do you want? Like, but okay. You're saying they're not doing the search they're doing? They are doing the search they're doing. It is unique. Not many teams do it. And you're right. Fire their coach after getting to the Eastern Conference Finals, so it's a little bit different. But how about targeting a specific kind of coach instead of just casting a wide net over fish that have already been caught?
I'm telling you that they have their guy and that they're doing due diligence.
That's ridiculous.
There's nothing wrong. It's not ridiculous. It's the business of basketball. It's not, just because you don't understand
nobody understands it. And nobody else does this. Nobody else does this due diligence. Who's their guy they already have?
True.
It is true. Who's the guy they have?
I'm not telling you.
What do you mean you're not telling me?
I can't continue with
the phone call. What do you? I mean, come on. What do you mean? What do you have it on good authority and you can't say it, or you're afraid to get it wrong? And then you can't have the dominance over me.
I've been dominating you for weeks.
I know.
I'm
dominating.
Not afraid.
Well, then what? Then tell me who the coach is that they have in mind.
They have more than one coach in mind, but they have a specific person
who's
I'm not telling you. This is the thing I'm going to tell you. This is regular basketball business.
It's certainly not, Duncan. It's certainly not. I can't. And then you won't tell me. You know who they have. So they're going through all this. They know who they want to hire. They're doing due diligence of being embarrassed by every franchise slamming the door in their face, being mocked. Because you know what, Duncan? Perception is reality, buddy. Perception is reality. And the TNT broadcast is laughing at the Knicks. Shams and Pat McAfee are laughing at the Knicks. That's perception. That is reality. They're doing due diligence? Stop, man. They're the only team that gets this stuff that gets reported. The Suns did the same level of due diligence. It just wasn't reported. They had two young head coaches they were going to hire, or two assistant head coaches. They picked one. That's it. It's due diligence when they already have someone in mind. Well, I'll tell you this. If they have someone in mind and this is their due diligence, they are absolutely discrediting whoever they hire. If it's not one of the names we've already heard, and I can't even have the conversation with you because you won't tell me. So... If it's not Kidd, if it's not Finch, if it's not Udoka, if it's not Quinn Snyder, if it's not Billy Donovan, those are the names we've heard so far that the Knicks have asked permission for to talk to. If it's not one of them, you are doing a major disservice to whomever they hire, because he's now the perceived, which is reality, fifth or sixth option to bring here as the head coach. Doesn't mean he can't succeed, but you're making his job harder. You're making his job harder. You're making it a more difficult sell to a fan base who's half the fan base is furious, or at least confused by the firing of Tibbs and now what's going on here. The business of basketball. Then you say, I can't compare other teams. You're not saying it's the business of the Knicks. You're saying it's the business of basketball, but I can't use other basketball teams as a comparison? Like, you just say whatever you want to say and then act like anyone who says different is missing the point. That's real easy to do. I'm open to have the conversation with you, but you can't dismiss every point I make. I'm not dismissing every point you make. I'm just saying you can't, like, there is due diligence, okay, but how come nobody else does this level of public due diligence with coaches under contract to be mocked? To be mocked. That's the reality. You don't care what Charles Barkley has to say? Okay, you're one of the few. Because his show, and again, yeah, his show, he's a personality, I agree with you, doesn't get paid. He's not breaking news. He's not a newsbreaker. No, he reacts to what's going on. He breaks down the games, and he reacts to stories. He reacts to news reporting by Shams, who is absolutely connected to the NBA, and he's telling us all this. But that show was so popular that even though the network is no longer doing basketball games, ESPN made sure to bring Charles Barkley as one of the more prominent voices in the NBA. You don't have to like it. And you could say it's because he gets laughs and says things about big women in San Antonio. Fine. Fine. But he's mocking the Knicks openly on the NBA Finals broadcast. That's the plan? That's what we have to look forward to? And it's even worse if they have their guy. It's even worse. They're doing due diligence to be mocked just to do it when you know they're going to get told no? The Knicks, or at least Ian Begley said, the Knicks know they're going to get told no in a lot of these things. That's due diligence. To ask a question that you know you're going to get a no to, and that everyone's going to know you got told no, it's going to make you look weak. And you already have a coach, and it's going to make him look weaker. That's the plan, under the guise of due diligence. Sorry, Duncan. It's not flying. Doesn't pass the smell test. It's absolute nonsense. And then you won't even tell me who the coach is, which means you either don't have one, or you don't want to be on the record and be wrong. It's one or the other. John and Wanto. What's up, John?
Hey, Chris. How are you?
Good, buddy. How are you?
All right. Hey, Duncan is that old Italian expression, he's full of beans. You know? You ever heard that one before?
Full of beans? I think I've full heard that expression.
Full of beans.
I think
when your father or your uncle would catch you in a lie, they would say, you know what? You're full of beans.
Yeah,
right?
I definitely have heard that expression before. Yep.
Well, yeah, anyway,
I just don't understand. Yeah, I don't understand what he's saying.
Yeah, I think he's just talking. This Nick thing with the – just look across, Chris, at the Rangers. I mean, they fired their coach. Mm-hmm. They had a plan, and they got him. You know? I've never heard of teams going from team to team. You know, I heard a guy today, I think it was Boomer and Gio. He made a good point. Don't be shocked if this was Dolan, that this Leon Rose resigns in a couple of weeks. Yeah. Because this – it sounds like this is getting chaotic to the point where I've never seen in all the sports, baseball, any of this, go from team to team and try to figure out which coach is available. That's weird. And
no,
and
it's the business of the NBA and happens all the time. Like, of course not. No, it is extremely weird. It is extremely weird.
Man.
And it's never been one guy. You target one head coach that you believe.
Right.
Like, if it was just Jason Kidd, I'm not screaming about it. It's five head coaches, five different organizations, five. That
you think
bizarre.
Now that that's Leon Rose? You think that's Leon Rose?
Yes,
now
I do.
Being, no, I know. You think it's just him saying to Dolan, you know, you did this, and now I'm going to show you what a moron you look like?
No. I don't know about that. I think it points to the idea that Dolan fired the coach and they don't have a plan, so he's casting an extremely wide net. I think Duncan is somewhat right when he says due diligence, but it's a terrible idea. And again, when you fire a head coach that had you at the level you were, two wins away from the NBA Finals, and you have specific reasons why you fired him, and you're looking to make specific changes, you target a couple of coaches you have in mind that you think are going to do that specific thing for you. You don't just cast this wide net and go ask everybody and get doors slammed in your face and make you look ridiculous. Like, it's just, I don't understand it. Five. I was, you know, the same thing with them. Like, how many times we talk about, hey, listen, you put guys on a board, you go ask. Okay, you go ask. These guys are under contract. You're casting a net over fish who've already been caught, man. Like, it doesn't make sense. Not five. You want to target Jason Kidd, who's under contract? I get that. You think Jason Kidd's the man? Jason Kidd would be interested in taking the job. There's been some turmoil inside Dallas. You want to ask the Dallas Mavericks? You want to focus on seeing if you can pry Jason Kidd from the Dallas Mavericks? I get that. That's fine. I have no problem with that. It's happened before. Specifically, Jason Kidd's been traded himself. That makes plenty of sense to me. You want to do one more guy that you think fits your team perfectly and would be the perfect guy? Okay, two. We're on five. Different coaches with different styles. Like, they are not an organization that you're starting with a blank canvas. This isn't a failed team that you're looking for someone to come in and build an identity with. You have a roster. You have a team that went to the Eastern Conference Finals. You have to have a specific targeted type of coach. It can't just be, well, this is the plan. Ask everyone. That's not a plan. It's not a plan. And I was going to ask Duncan, because he seems to call, what does not having a plan look like? What does not having a plan look like? Because if this is a plan, then anything is a plan. Anything's a plan. I'm going to sit here and whistle until the coach calls me. That's a plan. It's a plan. I'm going to sit here and listen to the Beach Boys. Rest in peace, Brian Wilson. I'm going to sit here and listen to the Beach Boys until someone calls me and inquires about the head coaching position. And the third coach who calls me, I'm hiring the third head coach. Because that's just the right, the porridge isn't too hot, it's not too cold, it's perfect. The bed's not too big, not too small, perfect. The third caller who calls me as I sit here, I'm going to hire as the next head coach. That's a plan. Doesn't make it a good one.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.